had never heard anything like this. It is important that you understand what Jesus Christ was saying to the Father that caused them to be so impressed. And he was talking to the Father about things. We don't know what they were, but they are reflected in this prayer right here. Secondly, it was a prayer that was only given to 12 men to pray. It was an immediate prayer. It was a temporary prayer that was to be answered in their lifetime. And it was a, if you please, a militant prayer. Urgent and militant. Daring. Sweeping. Now, there are some of the things about this prayer that very easy to grasp. There's some other things that are not easy to grasp. So I'll explain something to you real quickly. Everything that is not earth is the heavenlies. And there are three heavenlies. One between here and the clouds. One between the clouds and as far as Hubble telescope's been able to tell us about. And there is another one you can't get there from here. The greatest rocket ship Star Trek could ever come up with cannot get you there. It is in another realm, separated by a door. You may not know it, but you may have touched that door just a little bit. If not, you have at least come to understand that it is there. Now, everything that is not earth is the heavens. In his incredible plan, one small part of it was that God the Father would rule and have a kingdom over all that was not earth. And that someone else would rule over earth. All things would be ruled by him except one bright blue ball. That would be ruled by man. And all else is the heavenlies, and all else is the kingdom of the heavens, ruled by God. But if that man rules, he rules under his Lord. And God is Lord of heaven and earth. If you look in your concordance, you'll see over and over again the statement, he who created heaven and earth. But you will not often find the term Lord of heaven and earth. A man was put here on this earth to rule on this earth. And his name was Adam, and he didn't make it. But it was for a man to rule. The first time that he is Lord of heaven and earth after the fall is when Abraham comes into the land and says, raises his eyes to heaven and says, Lord of heaven and earth. But that land was lost, and that term disappears. And in the New Testament, there comes that moment when men went out and cast out demons. And Jesus saw Satan like a star falling. And he could see the unseen. And he looked into heaven and he said, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. in the end of Scripture, Jesus Christ, because he is in the lineage of God in heaven, in the lineage of a king on earth, he is crowned Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and he is Lord of heaven and earth. And his throne is established forever in heaven and on earth. It is for a man to rule the earth. And another Adam came. The second Adam, the last man of that species, because he destroyed it, and the first man of a new species. And on the cross, he conquered his enemy. And he has left on this earth a new species, a new creation, and a new species awaiting a new earth. He has left an entirely unique, separate biological species upon this planet for you. Are a new man, a new human created inside of Christ Jesus. Turns out this man is a woman. It really doesn't say in Scripture a new man. It says a new human, and the word is humus, a new kind of human, a new species, a body of believers here on this earth who are the will of God. The entire prayer of 12 men, the first half of it, has to do with heaven and its relationship to earth, and the last half has to do with our personal needs here on earth. If you did not follow that, let me repeat it. The first half has to do with heaven and its relation to earth, and our, as those on earth, our relationship to that heaven and to this earth. The last half of the prayer has to do with our very basic needs here on earth. Now we're going to go through this in just a moment, and this will be clear to you. I'm doing this so briefly and so quickly. I'm going to back up just a little bit. When the Lord said, I have created man that he might have to have dominion upon the earth, that they might rule. So it is not a man, but it is a multiple splendored man, a mini man. A race of man, a species of man. It is not clearly understood today that that man came to this earth and he did away with the race that fell, destroyed Adam's entire species, ended it forever. Gene, that's not possible. I see him running around here all the time. Yes, but you can't see like God sees. And you haven't been where God has been. The cross of Jesus Christ did not happen in space and time. Jesus Christ was slain at the foundation of the worlds. It just got caught up with 2,000 years ago. And in that slaying, he slew that which was past and future. As far as he is concerned, the race of Adam is liquidated and a new species walks the earth. Now you and I enjoy that up to the point that we come to understand that Jesus Christ has been made ruler of heaven and earth, that he is above all things, that he has been crowned, he has been enthroned in the heavenlies. All power and authority has been given unto him, and he has turned around and given that to an assembled body. For he has given it to the church. Now, some of you who have asked me questions about my feelings about different things, how can I but feel passionately when I walk into a room, sit down on a padded pew, and sing the doxology, fall asleep for 30 minutes while someone talks about something I have no comprehension over, and go home and try to convince myself that for to this Jesus Christ died and gave his life and then gave all power and authority to her, a corporate body of believers on this earth. Amen. I have a hard time with that. Amen. I have an incredibly hard time with that. Human being on this earth today, so beautifully called a colony from heaven. And here is the kingdom of the heavens. He rules over it all, absolute sole lord and dictator. His throne is established forever in the kingdoms of the heavenlies. There is only one place that is under dispute, and on the place where it is under dispute, this blue-green ball. He does not wish a kingdom of the heavenlies. He wishes a kingdom of God. That is when earth is included in the total reign of the Lord Jesus Christ in heavens and on earth. When he establishes throne in that space, that common space between heaven and earth. And I saw the New Jerusalem coming down out of the heavens, and it is there in that inner space. What do you call it in computer language? No. Inner, where two separate things interface. Partly heaven, partly earth. The New Jerusalem. An interface. There he established his rule. Until that day, she is the expression of the visible Lord on this earth. She alone can project his image. She alone can show forth who he is. She alone can communicate to this world his passion, his mercy, his love, his greatness, his salvation, and his oneness with man. She alone can show forth the image of God. It is for her here on this earth now to express in physical form the Lord Jesus Christ, and she does it corporately. And they heard him pray, and they looked at one another, and they said, wow. And they came and said, Lord, teach us to pray. And there were 12 of them. And upon those 12 would be founded the Church of Jesus Christ. first in Jerusalem and then all over the world. And she was a living, beautiful, good-looking lady. And she was corporate. And she was on this earth all that Christ was, in that she exhibits him. 3 years he exhibited himself and his Father. Then it was left to her to do all of that. And she has done more miracles and performed more glorious things than he did upon this earth. They heard him praying about these things to the Father. And they said, Lord, teach us to pray. Now there is something here that is a great mystery. And it has to do with the word name. It is difficult for me to grasp the fact that the name of God is part of God. That he was a God without a name until, and he still doesn't have one, until he said, I was, I am, I'm going to be. And he just said, I am. Put me anywhere you want to think of me, and I am. I am there, I am there, I am there. I transcend space, I transcend time, I transcend eternity, for even eternity did not exist until I brought it into being. I am. And that name in the heavenlies is revered. And should be enjoined by us, not in word, but in experience. And he said, all right, I'll teach you what to say. You got 2.5 years left to pray it. So get busy and start praying. Our Father. And their mouths dropped open. My Father? Yes. This thunderous God with all of his trumpets and clouds and smoke and fury and lightning bolts had suddenly become Father. Our Father who lives in the other realm. Parentheses. May your name, which is reverenced in the other realm, come to be reverenced on earth. One. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name on earth. Where you are Lord, where you are everything, where you reign in heavenlies, we now request you extend the kingdom to earth. Father, move the kingdom. Get it to earth and rule here. Our Father in the other realm, your name be hallowed on earth. We request your kingdom get to this planet. And that you rule and you have your will here somewhere on this planet as much as you do in the totality of all of the other realm where you're king, undisputed king of that kingdom. Hallowed be your name, your kingdom get here, your will get here. I never can remember this prayer. That's the end of the request about the other realm. I want to go through it again. A kingdom invisible. A kingdom where God rules. An earth in rebellion. We are 12 men. We look into the skies and beyond the skies to the other realm, and we cry out to you across the visible heavens and the invisible heavens, and we cry out, move the kingdom. Get it to this planet. Your name be hallowed and revered here. And as surely as you rule there, let your will be done here. And this is all we ask. Greek, give us our dole for today. Give us today's dole. If you're not a Britisher, you may not fully understand that. You understand a dole? A dole, D-O-L-E?
When you're on the dole.
When you're on the dole, that which is doled out to you. Dole out to us. Provide us with some bread, enough bread for the day. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. And let us forgive those who trespass against us. Otherwise, we're not going to have our trespasses forgiven. And the very root of all self-righteousness is that I don't need my trespasses forgiven, but everybody else does, and I'm judging them. Forgive me my trespasses. And Lord, I forgive those who've trespassed against me. Lord, lead us out of temptation. And deliver us from this enemy. And do you know that this is all stated in view of a coming kingdom? Until this prayer is answered, Lord, just feed us and clothe us. Forgive us our sins. We'll forgive others their sins. Keep us from falling into temptation, and don't let us get ensnared and snarled by the evil one. And you know what happened? On the day of Pentecost, if you're Pentecostal, that's when the Holy Spirit came. But if you're everybody else, that's the day the kingdom got to earth. The church was born. A new species rose up. The one that had conquered sin and death and the evil one. And there was established upon this earth the will of God. And the testimony of Jesus Christ, his image, and his rule. I stand in the presence of an answered prayer presented by 12 men. It is a completed work. There is only one question, and that is, do I become part of the reality of that? Someone has given John Bunyan the credit for creating the individual Christian as he goes forth struggling to get to the city. I'm sorry that John Bunyan invented the individual Christian in his struggle forward. The agonies and struggles that we go through in these, as a sister said about someone who always felt so unworthy, I repeat this to you. This is not part of your life. You live in a completed work. You live in a, how can I say this? You live in an access to all the riches of the heavenlies. and all the completed work of Jesus Christ on this earth. And you and I were destined for, and in the first century no one understood it any other way but this. When you got saved, you become part of that kingdom, that assembly, that race, that people, that expression, that corporate body here on this earth that daily presents in its assembling together a physical view of the Lord Jesus Christ and assembles there in the utter freedom that God alone knows, a freedom from all law. And gathers under his headship and his authority and his rule and his alone and this we have lost and this we can regain, the simple matter of the will of God fulfilled in the prayers of men. I have made two statements here in case you don't know it. One of them is, this is the way you pray. And this is where you belong. In the midst of the reality of that kingdom and in the midst of a finished, completed work. Our Father who has come down from heaven, whose name is hallowed here in the midst of your people, your kingdom has come, your will has begun on this earth, and it will one day be completed when we take possession of a new planet. And this one's prayers and groanings will have been answered, and it shall vanish away. And we will transfer our physical carcasses out of this old planet to a new one. And we shall be that new man on a new earth. Thy will has begun. Your kingdom has come to earth. Just as your will, your name, your kingdom is established in realms invisible, so it is established here now on this earth in the gathering of the body of Jesus Christ. Not watered down, not ethereal, not amorphous, but real, living, local, physical, visible, attainable, seeable, operating and here permanently to stay.
Amen.
And he has given us our bread. And he has forgiven us our sins. And he has led us out of temptation. And he has utterly delivered us not only from the evil one, but from all the works of the evil one. And we live inside of a kingdom where he has no rule, authority, nor power.
Amen.
But rather, where he himself is subjected to that goal. For yours is the kingdom, and yours is the authority, and yours is the glory forever. Amen. Some prayer. May it eat a hole in you. Will you stand? Now, I want you to look at me.